The next patient is Ainis Ayunga, the first name A-I-N-E-Z, and the last name is H-A-Y-U-N-G-A. This is the clinical case of an 86-year-old white female patient of Dr. Maxwell, who is referred to the practice because of the deterioration of the kidney function the patient has had. A GFR that is oscillating between 28 and 33 mL per minute without evidence of proteinuria. Period. The urinalysis has one plus proteinuria that is consistent with probably 500 milligrams of protein at the most. We haven't done a protein creatinine ratio, period. An ultrasound of the kidney shows a smaller than expected kidneys with thinning of the cortex, and there is evidence of hyperechogenicity, highly suggestive of a chronic problem. There is no evidence of anemia. Pending is a PTH determination, period. We think that this patient has a CKD3B that is associated to the presence of arterial hypertension. This arterial hypertension has been under control with three medications. Prior to the stroke, the blood pressure was out of control for a long time, which leads us to think that the patient has nephrosclerosis associated to the arterial hypertension. Number two, arterial hypertension. Currently, the patient takes amlodipine in combination with losartan and metoprolol. Recently placed on Farxiga, which has helped to get the blood pressure control, and I think that this dose eventually could be increased, is going to provide a lot of protection from the cardiovascular point of view and renal point of view. Period. I agree with the therapy. The amount of edema that the amlodipine is creating is minimal. Following number, the patient has a history of memory impairment. Period. The patient who is originally from Minnesota, going back in a short period of time. My recommendation is for them to find a nephrologist. And follow the case closely. Thanks a lot for your kind referral. We spent 20 minutes reviewing the referral, 25 minutes in the face-to-face conversation, and in the documentation, 10 minutes.